Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, right now, guys, if you know this, there is a massive heat wave going on in New York. I'm not missing that right now, although some sunlight would be nice. I mean,
yeah, right.
We are supposedly in the sunshine belts here somewhere, but some sunshine and some sun
we
would be
nice. We haven't
seen
the light of day in a couple months.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Where is the sun? Is it still out? Well, we know where it has left. It is now in New York, in the region. But you got to listen to this. There is a heat wave, 100 degrees. Remember what's going on in the West Coast? Now the East Coast is getting a touch of this. You got to listen to what ABC News has to say.
Welcome to this week, which is historically the hottest week of the year, but tonight is off the charts. Thanks to this sweltering dome of heat sitting on top of 10 states from Michigan to Massachusetts to Maryland. And tonight, ABC's meteorologist Ginger Z tracks down the people who are out in the hottest jobs.
Temperatures will steam into the 90s all week with heat indices above 100. That means you'll be seeing these classic images, like the kids in the sprinkler, the nameless man on the street declaring,
Oh, I've been feeling hot.
That cliche shot of the sizzling summer sun. But come on, it's July, and this week and next are the hottest climatologically of the year. So what's the big deal?
The big deal is heat kills an average of 119 people every year.
Wow.
Last year, 155 people died because of heat. A majority were male and over the age of 55. Most were in homes without air conditioning. So we set out to see how quickly heat affects the human body.
Now, my expertise ends when we talk about how hot it's going to get. And what it does to a human body, I have no idea. So I brought in Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
We tested Sheila Ashcraft, a postal worker who works for at least 5 hours during the hottest part of the day.
So this is giving us Sheila's heart rate, which you can see is in the 120s. Which is really
high.
Consistent with exercise.
Another test you can do.
And you can just pinch this skin here. And you're pretty well hydrated. We call it tenting.
If the skin doesn't snap back, you could be dehydrated. To stay safe, take Dr. Ashton's advice.
So the first thing is, if you can modify your activity to be more indoors than outdoors, do so. If you can take frequent breaks in cool environments and staying well hydrated. Dr. Ashton also told me that if you're going to be outside for a long period of time in this heat this week, you have to have not just water, but alternate with a sports drink that has electrolytes. Just don't overdo it on the sugar because that can actually dehydrate you more. And keep them cold. That will cool that core temperature. I have to show you how hot it's going to stay, and that's the word I'm going to use throughout the week. New York City was 94 today, but look at these numbers for cities like New York City staying in the 90s. Washington, D.C. peaks at 97 Wednesday, but it comes right back to 98 on Thursday. And remember, it's not just the numbers, Chicago, Kansas City included there. It's the feels likes, too. It'll feel like it's above 100 for a lot of these folks for the next 5 days.
My goodness, New York, I am feeling your pain. It is hot outside. We talked about that northeast heat. Boy, that asphalt starts getting hot. You're in trouble, man.
That's probably the worst kind of heat.
Oof, it's like oven humidity hot. I mean,
kind of melt your shoes.
Man, it is hot. Well, listen, cool off, get in the shade. And listen, 119 people die every year. It's easy to happen. You know, I had some relatives that lived in Las Vegas, and they were saying, man, when it gets hot out there, you got to make sure you stay inside and, like, carry a jug of water because people are passing out all over the place.
Right.
So, you know, if you're working outside, have compassion for those that are laboring outside.
Oh, I do.
In the heat, make sure that you cool yourself off. It's nice to get a nice, one of those wet rags and kind of put it on the back of your neck because you don't want to pass out. And don't forget to look after the elderly. A lot of times, you know, they're used to taking care of others and they're not used to really taking care of themselves and looking after themselves.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping
the
conversation light. Don't forget to share with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.